A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to 100% Hits Volume Pod, the podcast that looks back on the greatest compilation series ever produced in Australia. My name is Joshua and today I have two very special guests. Please welcome a man who last time I was publicly discussing music was sitting to my left. It's Adam Richard. Yay!
Hey!
And joining us is a man whose style and haircut I copied when I was in year 11, 12 at Helly College in Burnie in Tasmania from Jebediah and Bob Evans. It's Kevin Mitchell. Yay!
Hello!
Hey Kev. Hey Adam.
Hey. Hey. How's it going?
Good, thank you for doing this. Yes, I walked in to Exodus Cutters, Kev, with a picture from Juice magazine of you, and I said, that's what I want.
You're kidding me, really?
No, yeah.
That's amazing. I'm very honoured. Was this Bob Evans years or
no,
Jebediah
this is Jebediah years?
Years.
This is Leaving Home. I had it on a CD single. I saw the film clip on Recovery and went, that's a band that I like.
Yeah, it's funny because I still am convinced that every haircut I had up until about 2005, or maybe 2004, was just terrible, like a shit house.
That's what we all felt about Josh.
Yeah,
but I never told him.
I can't believe it. I managed to, you know, convince some people that I had style.
You influenced a kid in Burnie.
Wow.
And now I'm doing a podcast, so it's you to blame. So what we're doing is we're talking about, this is the very first episode of 100% Hits Volume Pod. We're talking about the 100% Hits compilation albums, which was produced by EMI, Warner and Polystar. Kev, are you on any of those labels? Have you ever been on any of those labels?
Yeah, I was on EMI up until about 2 years ago.
Okay.
Between 2005 and 2019.
Did you ever get on a 100% Hits compilation?
I don't know. I don't think that I... Oh, you know, it's possible that Don't You Think It's Time may have snuck on one. That's the only song, Bob Evans song, that's sort of been popular enough. But in the early years of Jebediah, or, you know, in the Sony years of Jebediah, whenever we were invited onto these compilation CDs, we always said no because we thought we were too cool for them.
Yeah.
Now I realise what a fucking stupid mistake that was. Because we were missing out on, like, easy fucking money, you know?
Yeah. I 100% agree. I think that so many bands would have thought this is not cool, but not realising that so many people back there, this is their intro into music, which is definitely my intro to music. So it was 91. So, Adam, how were you listening to music in 91?
I was working in a bank and we had the radio on all day. I had the compilation album before this one, before they went 100% Hits. It was called Yo Let's Go 91.
Oh, wow.
And it had the second singles of both MC Hammer and Vanilla Ice that no one cared about.
So the second single of MC Hammer was Pray, was it?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I had that on cast single. Yeah.
And Play That Funky Music by Vanilla Ice, who wasn't wide enough.
No.
He had to do a cover of that.
Okay, we'll start off. We'll get back into what we were doing when we were listening in 91. So it starts off. This compilation series, which goes for 33 compilation series. It goes all the way up to 2017.
Wow.
They start off very horny, okay? And this is a constant theme in the first years of this compilation. It's whoever's doing it is just some horny guy. I'm going to say guy. And so the very first song is by a man called Latour. Yeah. L-A-T-O-U-R. That's his surname. His real name is William Latour. He was a radio guy, song parodist. So he got his break doing song parodies. So his big song parody before this was Rock Me Jerry Lewis, which is a parody of Rock Me Amadeus.
Oh, my God.
But this one was called People Are Still Having Sex. So this is what it sounds like.
Have you noticed that people are still having sex? All the denouncement had absolutely no effect. Parents and counselors constantly scorn them, but people are still having sex and nothing seems to stop them.
Some Chicago house for you. There you go. I'll take it down. That's Latour. People are still having sex. Just a club banger that was what they went, you know what, this is what we want Australian people to listen to when they think of our compilation.
Adam, you go.
No, I was going to say, wasn't it like a style? Like that was like, I feel like that's a whole genre of half-assed dance music with some vaguely sexy title, like Sex Bomb and yeah. I'm Horny and Short Dick Man and
yeah.
even S-Express.
It absolutely sounds like popcorn as well. The music is just, it's so basic.
Oh, yeah. I'd go into bat for this song because...
I'm not saying it's bad.
When I listened to it, I remembered it. On paper, I was like, oh, I've got no idea what this is. But then as soon as it starts, it's like, oh, fuck, yeah, I remember this.
Can I just say, I reckon that's what the listeners are going to be thinking for the majority of this podcast.
Yeah.
Are you talking about my career? Oh, that one. I remember him.
But the sound of that song, it's just captures a time and a place, right? I mean,
yeah.
There was something just very quintessentially turn of the decade club. It's like the start of rave. You know, it's the early days of rave when people were taking ecstasy and probably no one was dying because they weren't putting fucking whatever the fuck they put in it these days.
Yeah.
So the glory days of that whole scene, and also too, like it feels underground to me, and like the kind of thing that this is the kind of music that when I was little and I got up early on a Saturday morning, mum and dad was sleeping in, and I'd put on Rage, and I'd catch the last kind of half hour before they went into doing the top 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the late night stuff, and this is the kind of shit that they'd be playing, and it would scare the fuck out of me.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy. So I have to say, I grew up watching Rage, when you're too young to go out, Rage was everything. Rage was your Saturday night and your early Saturday mornings and Sunday mornings. And so I remember seeing songs like this and not understanding what it is and being kind of this mysterious thing. I was 10 when this came out. So it was and it was just rude to me. It was like, great.
Yeah.
But this song was used by Tonya Harding. In the 92 Winter Olympics.
Wow.
She used this song as her, for those who don't know, Tonya Harding was the figure skater who I, Tonya, the film is based on. She used this song to skate to because she was the bad girl of skating.
I love it.
She was the bad girl.
I just love it even more.
Yeah.
The more I think about this song, the more we talk about this song, and the more I hear about this song, the more I love it.
I'm glad you love it. Now, I've given myself... one episode, this is for the listener, one episode I'm allowed to not like one song. Right, otherwise, okay. I think it's going to be too negative. And
the whole album, you'll hate it.
No. But this is the song. So song number two. Never has there been a more 90s sounding song as Rhythm Syndicate, and Rhythm's not spelled correctly, and their song P.A.S.S.I.O.N. Here he is. To hear the full episode, make sure you subscribe to 100% Hits Volume Pod. The link is in the description of this episode. And if you're in Brisbane, make sure you come to the live Don't You Know Who I Am's this weekend, happening at the Brisbane Powerhouse as part of the Brisbane Comedy Festival. Tickets at joshearl.com.au.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.